The recording's on.
And what time is it, please?
10:09.
10:09.
Okay.
Okay, first concept we have is Crystal.
Yes, this is Crystal and Chad Glazer, Holster Pie Company.
He's hung in.
Applicant seeking Division 3 approval for the following uses on a 3.4-acre parcel located at 1933 Maple Street in Hollister. It's to operate a baked goods business, allow future vendors to sell farm goods on-site, and a low-cost farmer's market. And I think she had a few other items in there that I'll let her explain, but we'll zoom out. This is the Hollister-Taney County line as you're coming out Maple. Everybody know where Maple Street is? Where you turn down the hill? Comes out at the entrance of Branson Creek. So her parcel here is highlighted. And this big line here is a big transmission electric line.
So are you going to operate this out of your house?
Nope. I've got some pictures to show you if I can get to them.
Would you like me to tell you a little bit about my business to start out with?
Introduce yep. Who's with you first.
This is Atticus Glazer, and I'm Crystal Glazer. Say hi.
Good evening.
Hi. He's my taste tester. I started this business in 2017. I was in aviation previous to that. I'm a very caring and giving person. I wanted to help more people, and I love baking, and we did that on the side, and I continued to do that and help raise money for local kids. That is our mission for this company. We feed and clothe local children. I don't spend any money on advertising and marketing because I can spend that money to help children. We have grown this business just word of mouth. I have had an abundance of people email me for help. And it saddens me. I mean, I know of kids in my son's grade that go to church every week just to eat. Or I know there's plenty of children that live in hotel rooms around here. They live in tents, and it's very sad. So I quit my career and I asked my kids, I'm like, do you want to sell our house? And we bought this property. We built this bakery. I do have people that sell their stuff in my store. I don't charge anything for them to be in there. They donate to help raise money to give back to the community. That is the sole purpose of this whole property. I think we own almost, 4 acres?
Mm-hmm.
4 to 5 acres. We have spent all of our savings. I have not taken loans out. We've planted crops. We have an orchard going. We want to feed the community within 5 years. I would like people to be able to come out and pick their fresh produce, vegetables. So that's a short version of what I do. I have no employees. It's just me baking. I bake a lot of pies. We did over 65 donations last year that helped raise. We sent kids to camp, church camp. What else, Atticus? We did all kinds of carnivals for the school. We want to continue to grow this business, and I will continue to work very hard to do this until it no longer serves the purpose of helping people out. And that's why I'm asking. There's a lot of people that want to help us help the community. So I want a special permit this summer, because I want to give the opportunity to people that can't afford $900 rent in businesses and stuff. I want them to be able to come make a, you know, profit for them and still be able to donate and help, you know, grow our business and to help the local children out. You want to say anything else, Chris?
No.
He's tired.
Yeah. Crystal, you might fill them in on your hours of operation that you told me when you're planning on.
Fridays, I'm only open on Fridays. Everyone comes on Fridays for a slice of pie, and then through the week we do daily orders. They'll order, I'll open up, they come in and pick up their pie, and then they leave. So it's really only Friday right now. Saturday this summer is when I'm wanting to do the farmer's market. We have people, like I said, interested in doing that. Like I said, everything you see on our property, we have improved the property tremendously. I know there was a lot of people that were wanting this property before we bought it. And I spoke with the owner that our hopes and dreams for this, and she ended up out of like 30 applications, believed in our company. She gave us the property and we were able to buy it. So I don't know if you've got any pictures of our orchard started, but we have a lot of things in the future that we're wanting to do. And he actually did that driveway with a shovel. We do everything the old-fashioned way. We don't make sure we don't spend any extra money on equipment if we can do it ourselves. I don't know if you guys have any questions for me. I've never done anything like this before, or what you guys would like to know about us.
Any questions?
Everybody's tired.
You put lots of cinnamon in your apple pies.
What is it?
You put lots of cinnamon in your apple pies.
I do. But I had to take apple pies off my menu. I will tell you,
I had to, yes.
I broke my right arm building this bakery this summer, and I fell off the roof.
You can make apple pies with the left arm.
I can't peel with one arm. No, I had it on there, and I had a customer that wanted to, he purchased 70 pies at Christmas, and they were all apples to say thank you to his customers, and he's a local guy here. And after that, I was like, my wrist is not healed fully to do apple pies, so I'm sorry. I hope that doesn't deter your decision.
I'm like George. I like apple pies.
Hey, I have 30 pies on my menu.
We'll talk.
Okay. Well, we will see May 13th then.
Okay. You don't have any other questions for me?
I don't think so. Pretty straightforward.
The only other place I know has that many pies is Cookies Cafe in Golden, Missouri.
Golden, Missouri. Hey,
if you're that way, you should look in. You would fully appreciate it.
Pretty good. Have you been there?
They're good. Oh, yeah.
I will tell you that all of our pies, and I know it's only me baking, but I don't freeze anything, so I'm very particular. It has to be fresh. So that's probably the same with them, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Except they have apple.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks
for your patience.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to go put him to bed. You guys have a great night.
Okay, next we've got 114 Fieldstone. Dennis Osborne.
Dennis and Steve Osborne have purchased the villa at 114 Fieldstone Drive. It was an approved nightly rental, so he's seeking the transfer of the special use permit for nightly rental. It was approved on November the 20th, 2017. This was a 3-bedroom, 1-level. It did not have an upstairs.
That's correct.
It was the second building, the actual third villa on the right as you enter the front, so.
Yeah, and I'm Chris Lucci. I'm here as his local representative. Dennis lives in St. Louis. And as you said, it's been a nightly rental previously. Dennis just purchased it and is wanting to transfer, or I guess the license doesn't transfer, but reapply for continuing what's already been going on there.
So a 3-bedroom would be able to have 8?
Yes.
People in parking for 4?
4. Yeah.
Really the issue that's come up, and I know it was a nightly rental before, but is that's like the worst driveway in the subdivision for traffic coming in and out, because it's really a shared
driveway.
And with the nightly rental, I walk that road all the time as the number of cars that park in that driveway, which restrict the, and I don't know if the other side's got a nightly rental or not, but I've just noticed that as an issue for people. Do you know if the one to the right is a nightly
rental? This one?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't come through.
Okay. So just...
It would approve when?
This one was November 20th, 2017.
I see. I got it now.
Keck was the boy's name.
So just you or whoever comes before, if you'll be prepared to speak to that.
Okay.
Help out.
So indications are that you need to show how you're going to do the parking or reduce the number of occupants that you would allow to rent to get to a parking. Is that correct, George?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think his plan on that is there's two, it's a, it has a two-car garage that two can fit, and then two out in the driveway for four cars.
Yeah, the covenants are you're supposed to park your car inside the garage at night, the rules and regulations.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah, and I'm not that familiar with the property.
Conflicts with, I'm just bringing you up to speed since you're not the owner. Those are really the issues that have arisen out of the townhomes. Mm-hmm. If you see the other driveways, they're, you know, you're in and out.
Right.
So those, it's the ones that have that combined driveway that are.
I guess my comment would be that's not a new problem.
But it is a problem.
But it is a problem,
so,
I understand.
So that's part of why you have to go through the approval process again.
Uh-huh, I understand.
And those items are brought. We had one recently, I think, where they agreed to reduce density, right, to get approval.
Yeah.
So just to
actually, the parking density was reduced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is the process, he'll ask me. I don't think he is understood, so...
I think what I wanted to do is just bring you up to speed, and if he's got any questions, Scott,
he can give him
a call within the next month before the actual public hearing, because there will be people in the audience that will have measurement.
Have you been here all night?
Yeah. They'll have measurement.
Yeah, I came at 6. I didn't know the agenda.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I've seen pictures and measurements and all of that.
Regarding the parking. Pardon me?
There'll be some back.
Yeah, I'm sure. So really that's the main issue is the parking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions? So it'll be May 13th is the public hearing date.
May 13th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, same time, 6 o'clock?
Same time.
All right.
And we'll be at the top of the agenda for it.
That time. And it's Virginia by 1 with 59 seconds.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really,
65,
by 1.
65, 64 with 40 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
I might have to bring them up.
I'm just going to throw a key to everybody's deal. Mm-hmm. Parking inside only. I didn't know that.
That's HOA, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to.
You couldn't limit it for that reason, but
that's what I was going to say.
You can. Case number 1913, 406 Foggy River Road. The applicant, Colin Fitzwater, is seeking a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent the four-bedroom single-family home located at 406 Foggy River Road, Hollister. Our applicant's here.
Were yours in the right order?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to talk to staff.
No.
I don't do that anymore.
I didn't say you. I said staff. That's all right. We'll get there.
We do that to keep you on your toes, make sure you look in your packet.
Looking at the right one.
I just thought it was gone. I didn't even
know. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't found it yet. It's about to be here. Which one is it?
406 Foggy River Road.
Okay.
We ready to go?
Yep. I did something wrong here. Go ahead.
Ready to give an overview?
Bear with me. I should have ate like 6 hours ago. It's a four-bedroom. We plan on nightly renting it. It's a three-car garage. I own the two lots across from it, so additional parking if it's necessary. There's a culvert, and I can provide parking across the street if necessary. I realize flooding is a concern. It's obviously a concern for myself, but as far as the safety for the other people if they were to stay in the house.